Gunstein? Go on.
Yeah, go on, Gunstein. Go on. This is all good. Come on, you can't say this isn't organised.
You said me first.
I did say you first. I could have introduced you. You need no introduction, do you?
I don't know. On this day in history, last year, 1991, Kimberly Burgos was the first person to have contracted AIDS from a dentist and died in Florida.
Contracted.
Got my teeth back in.
Bob Langley, can we have some milk, please? Thank you.
Okay, just in the middle of On This Day in History.
Yeah, I'm going to drink my coffee while you're talking.
5 years ago, President Reagan and Gorbachev signed a peace treaty, which meant that there was a reduction in Soviet and American ground-based missiles, and a painting went in Sotheby's, estimated for £400, was sold by their rival company, Auctioners Phillips, for £847,000. The painting was by Annabel Karaki and was dated 1585. Birthdays, good morning.
Good morning. From Radio Cracker 101.4 FM.
And happy birthday to the Mary Queen of Scots.
The Mary Queen of Scots.
She died.
I think she lost her head a bit, didn't she?
She did, yes. Hmm. Yeah, went off a bit.
Did you ever see that film, Mary Queen of Scots?
No.
Yeah, great. Glenda Jackson and... somebody else. Glenda is looking for inspiration. They're sitting there, everyone's reading the paper. It's been a long
way for me. Everything had Glenda Jackson
at
that time.
Who was it? She was Queen Elizabeth. Who was it? Who played Mary Queen of Scots? Vanessa.
Someone can ring up.
Vanessa Redgrave, wasn't it?
Yeah. Give us a ring. Give us a ring and let us know.
Give us a ring, 660467. Who played Mary Queen of Scots in the film of the same name? Birthdays. Happy birthday, anyway, Queen Mary, your Majesty, ma'am.
Jim Morrison.
Who?
Jim Morrison. He died.
Isn't he?
1943.
Didn't know he'd been ill. No, 1943?
1940.
No, he's probably born in 1943.
No, he's deceased. Oh, born, yes. Yeah. Sorry.
Oh, dear me.
That's right. We make history on this programme.
And you thought Harrow was bad.
We're Ooh. Trying to top them.
Slap wrist.
No, Jim Morrison, born this day. In history, an American lead singer with the Doors. And he was... supposedly died in 1971 from heart attack.
Oh.
If you believe that, you believe
what
anything.
Was he doing at the time? Anybody else with a birthday today?
Anybody out there?
No, I'm off the list.
Oh, no, that's it.
God, where's Diane Oxbury? Diane Oxbury, if you're listening, please.
All's forgiving.
Simon
Come
Mayo,
back.
We'll do a swap.
Do a swap with Simon Mayo any day.
What time's the sun coming up?
It's coming up. 7:53.
And you'll be able to.
Sets.
You will be able to walk on sunshine. Katrina on the Waves. Radio Cracker 101.4 FM. Entertaining you. Well, that's what we call it.
Now I'm walking.
The Milk's arrived, courtesy of Bob Langley. Thank you, Bob. Power of radio. Kirsty's been looking through the papers.
Brief look.
Yeah, what have you got? Coming out to news time.
In The Sun this morning, excellent picture coverage of an angler, John Geldon, who upset council bosses by fixing a giant fish to his roof and added a reindeer, 12-foot Santa, to cook us look at the spoiler sports. Motorist and local.
I'll tell you what, I settled for Cara, actually. I stand right by the microphone.
Sorry.
That's better. Don't see moving around.
Down a bit. Motorists and locals were amazed by the display of John's three-bedroom semi, but some neighbours took an exception to the inflatable Santa hired for £750, shot with air rifles. Brilliant. They've got this Santa on top of a roof with a reindeer, snow lights, fairy lights and a fish. That's right, no. Yeah, definitely.
Radio Cracker, 101.4 FM. You're listening to the Kirsty and Chris Prepper Show. We've decided on that, haven't we? Haven't you? Yes.
Yes, definitely decided. My show.
Kirsty and Chris Prepper Show. She's only about 2 weeks late. Finally makes it. And even then, they had to pick you. What time did I pick you up last night? 22:11?
Something like that.
From Baldock? Via Stopfold.
Via Stopfold to take my
Via
car.
Via Stopfold to take the car. I got back
mended.
About midnight. Let's have some more.
All for duty,
absolutely. Let's have some more music taking us up to news time. This is John Cicada. And Just Another Day, Radio Cracker, 7:57.
Update, I'm Tim Page. President Yeltsin of Russia is offering to share power with his hardline opponents. He's offered a power-sharing deal to the Congress of People's Deputies, the top lawmaking body, which would allow it to choose the foreign, defense, interior and security ministers. That would let Yeltsin keep control of the main economic ministries, which are spearheading his reforms. He's made the offer in an attempt to see off hardliners who want to sack his prime minister, Yegor Gaidar. Indian police have rounded up senior Hindu political leaders after the attack on a mosque, which led to widespread rioting. Leaders of the BJP opposition party were arrested, and thousands of Hindus have been moved away from the mosque at Ayodhya. In Britain, police are treating fires at two more Hindu temples as possible revenge attacks. Faith Jones reports.
75 firefighters were called to the worst fire in West Bromwich, where the Hindu temple burned for several hours. The roof and part of the first floor were destroyed in the suspected arson attack. Earlier, windows and carpets at a temple in Coventry were damaged in a petrol bomb attack. West Midlands police are meeting with community leaders in the area to discuss the tensions which led up to the attacks. They come 24 hours after a fire at a Hindu temple in Derby, and government calls for both sides in India and in Britain to show restraint.
The European Community's foreign ministers meet again today to tackle the problem of the Danish rejection of Maastricht. Denmark says there are grave difficulties over the treaty. Downing Street now admits it's not optimistic about the prospects for the Edinburgh summit. 96 people have been killed in a bus crash in Kenya. 12 of those who died in the accident near Nairobi were children. The 50-seater coach had more than 100 people on board. There's new evidence from America that all sides in the Yugoslav civil war are guilty of human rights abuses. Documents published by the US State Department say most of the torture is committed by Serbs on Muslims. They outline more cases of torture and ethnic cleansing. The Queen Mother may not attend Princess Anne's wedding on Saturday. It was suggested yesterday the journey to Scotland may be too tiring for the 92-year-old, but reports in this morning's newspapers say she's angry her granddaughter's marrying a man who used to be a servant to the Queen. The couple met when Tim Lawrence was on the staff at Buckingham Palace. And President-elect Bill Clinton has been sent more than 11,000 applications for jobs in his new administration. His aides are using a special computer to wade through the CVs. They say they expect to have processed 100,000 applications by the time he takes office in January. This is Network News.
You're listening to the sound of Radio Cracker.
All news and weather is brought to you courtesy of Canada Life.
How many applications did he have? 100,000?
Something like that.
Yeah, that's about the number we had for my job doing the breakfast show, but it's only 100,000 for your job.
Everybody wants to work with me.
Oh, 100,000 applications for your job, I should think. Oh, it's him. Hey, is this yours?
This is mine.
Is this your dog?
It is.
Is it? What's he called?
Spot.
Spot. Spot the dog?
Spot the dog.
Spot the dog? You can't got a dog called Spot.
Why not?
Rover?
He's come out in sympathy with me.
Kirsty and Chris on breakfast.
Everybody, boom, boom. Everybody in the house of love.
What a team. Radio Cracker 101.4 FM on this Tuesday morning.
Everybody in the house of love. Everybody, one love, one God.
Free.
Radio Cracker.
That's my area. Radio Cracker. What is bar? 101.4 FM. For the bar and surrounding district until the 24th of December. Day after my birthday, would you like to know?
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you. An early one. Dedications, we'd like to hear from you. Come on, we want this phone to ring. 660467. Give us some news, give us some ideas, give us some dedications.
Please give us some ideas. Running out fast here.
Sponsors, we're sponsored by Kenny's Life, Albany Life, Pronto Print, Elm Court, City Initiative and Inter Albion.
You should know that off by heart now, don't you?
I do, yes.
You should do, after all this time. But making her debut on The Breakfast Show, it's Miss Kirsty O'Neill. Kirsty?
Yes?
Kirsty?
Yes?
Will you?
Will?
Will you?
It depends.
Be my baby tonight.
Ooh, think about it.
Radio Cracker, 101.4 FM, and welcome to the Chris and Kirsty Breakfast Show.
Kirsty and Chris Breakfast Show. Get it right once this morning, Chris.
Oh, it's 11 minutes past 8 o'clock. You want to do dedications next, won't you?
Ah, funny you should say that. Caroline Jones, happy birthday. Happy 51st birthday. With lots of love, Lucy, Ben, Francis, Phil, and granddaughter Katie. Happy birthday. Should we all sing? No, we won't subject her to that. Any Dire Straits or Brothers in Arms on its way now?
He says.
Keep talking. Happy 51st birthday anyway, Caroline, from all your family. Hopefully, Brothers in Arms will be shortly.
He says.
This is Radio Cracker making a major...
No.
Okay. This is Radio Cracker, Potter's Bar, 101.4
FM. Should we try that again? After me.
101.4 F-M.
Very good. So for Caroline Jones. And who is that from?
It's from Lucy, Ben, Francis, Katie and Phil.
Happy birthday, Caroline. They asked for Brothers in Arms for you from Dire Straits. And what do you know? Here it is.
Eventually.
Have a lovely day, Caroline.
Through these fields of destruction, baptisms of fire, I've witnessed your suffering as the battle reached higher. Fear and alarm, you did not desert me, my brothers in arms. Thank you.
That's lovely for a Tuesday morning, get you in the frame of mind for going to work. Brothers in Arms and the title track from the album of the same name by Dire Straits. Happy birthday, Caroline. We could do some more dedications on 660467. So, welcome along to the Chris and Kirsty breakfast show.
Kirsty and Chris! He's going to get it right once.
Oh, I shouldn't think so. We're going right the way through till 9 o'clock on this Tuesday morning.
Nine? No. Definitely not in my contract. We had till 8:30.
No. Always breakfast show.
No, goes through till nine o'clock. My contract says till 8:30, Chris.
8:30?
I've got to look after a Yeti.
Oh. What is a Yeti?
A long-haired Yeti at the moment.
A long-haired Yeti. And what are you going to do about this long-haired Yeti?
She's having a haircut. Aren't we all today?
No.
Oh, you aren't.
No. All the phone's ringing. Darren.
Great.
Stan's going to answer the phone. Yeah. What else are you going to write to?
Today, we're supposed to be swimming. Mary out there.
Mary, quite contrary.
Sorry, didn't mean that. We're supposed to be swimming, but haircuts interrupts that because Mary needs to be back early. So, unfortunately, we're going to have to cancel that. So, it's haircuts and back to John Lewis's for some new shoes.
So, if Mary wants a haircut.
She had hers done yesterday, unfortunately. Nice.
What about Sticky Fingers?
Sticky Fingers, yes. He's having a short back and sides.
Oh, lucky lad. Let's have some more music on the Kirsty and Chris breakfast show.
Whee!
Through till 8:30 with the lady herself, who's finally deigned to make an appearance on this stage. Oh, you have been on, haven't you, actually?
Yes, I've done lunchtime programmes. I've done extra.
You won't forget we start at 7 o'clock, will you?
I'll try not.
Because you're going to drive down from Baldock tomorrow, aren't you?
I am, yes. Yes, I am.
Wakey.
Is anybody on the A1? Be careful.
You don't know how true that is. This is Simply Red on Radio Cracker, 101.4 FM. How about going into Nationwide this morning and handing over loads and loads of money, please?
Oh, please.
Thank you. I didn't know you cared. Radio Cracker, 101.4 FM. There's a toy fair all day on Sunday the 13th. That's Sunday coming up. Yes, Sunday coming up at Elm Court, up here at Elm Court. Thank you to Elm Court. Here we are in the old part of the building on the first floor, looking out on Podders Bar in all its glory and splendour. Wouldn't you agree?
Definitely.
Definitely.
If you're going past in the car, give us a wave.
Hi. Lots of stalls with toys old and new, many TV, film related, Batman, Thunderbirds, etc. Also, there's a big Scare Electric set. Do you like Scare
Electric?
It's going to cost adults 80 pence and children and senior citizens. I can't say that.
Children. Can I get my Eclipse on a Scare Electric course?
Could you get your Eclipse on there?
Yeah.
Shouldn't this be a little status? I'm going to allow it on there. Anyway, how did you damage this car?
Going through my car park.
Going through your car park. So a car sort of came out in front of you?
A cat, actually. I was feeling sorry for this cat and decided not to run it over, seeing as it went in front of my wheels and stopped.
And?
Carried on.
And?
A crunch.
And? Hit?
The post.
The post. The post is recovering well, you'll be pleased to know.
Nice blue paint down it now.
Yeah, the Eclipse will be feeling better, won't it, by the end of the week?
That's right, by the end of the week.
Yeah. Don't sell the car. Well, yeah, do sell the car. Any old battered old Drake. So that's a toy fair before we got disrupted there. All day on Sunday the 13th at Elm Court, 11:30 a.m. through till 4:30. Adults 80 pence, children and senior citizens 40 pence. Seems fair enough, doesn't it? We've had a call in. Caroline. Good morning, Caroline. There's a message from Caroline Jones. She'd like us to play Brothers in Arms for a second time, according to her daughter, because her mum loves being under the covers, don't we all?
I'd love to be there now.
Oh, yeah. So what are you going to do then when you knock off at 8:30, Kirsty?
I'm going to go home. No, I'm not going home. I'm going home to your house.
Going home to my house. That seems to make sense.
Oh, it makes definite sense, doesn't it?
You're doing the taxi run.
I am, yes. Yeah. Yes, definitely. I've got to go and relieve your wife so she can go off to work. And I can have the young Yeti for the day.
The young Yeti. 8:24 on Radio Cracker. You're listening to the Kirsty and Chris Breakfast Show. I have to
got to get it right before I go.
Absolutely. You wait till she's gone. 66046767. 66046767. Give us a call and give us a dedication. Don't forget about the shop. It's open now. It's in Darks Lane next to Century 21, the estate agents. Opposite.
The railway station.
Opposite the railway station. Well done.
Oh,
that's
nationwide.
Considering she's not a local girl, it's not bad.
Not local? Where do you think I get this accent from?
Yeah, come on, let's have an accent.
What accent? I ain't got an accent, lad.
Where's your normal accent?
Where's my normal accent?
Yeah.
I can get it out when I want to.
I like it when it comes. It comes out at all sorts of odd times, doesn't it?
It does. Usually when I'm angry.
Oh, no.
When I'm angry or cross or vexed.
No such way. No such thing. More music on Radio Krakow, 101.4 FM. Hey! Broadcasting to Potters Bar and the surrounding districts till Christmas Eve.
I'll see you again in the morning.
Hey.
Ruth, I'm on my way home, honest.
I hope your Ryan makes it.
It will. The traffic's building up, though.
It is, isn't it? Yeah, be careful as you come out of Elm Court.
I will.
There's already been one or two accidents. I'm serious. Don't you just love it when DJs talk over the top of records?
That's right. Okay. Very, very naughty.
Very naughty.
Oh, Ruth, I'll be there in a moment. Bye.
Bye. See you at 7 o'clock tomorrow.
7 o'clock
this station starts. Gloria Estefan, Seal Our Fate on Radio Cracker 101.4 FM. That'll be finished in a minute. Ladies and gentlemen, Kirsty O'Neill has left the studio. Kirsty O'Neill has left the studio. Gloria Estefan from around about this time last year. I seem to remember playing that an awful lot on Radio Cracker. And that was when it was 100.7, but you won't be picking us up on 100.7 this year because we're on 101.4 FM, but you know that, don't you? Because you're listening, so that's pretty daft. Kirsty O'Neill has left. She's gone off to look after the Yeti. I'll be leaving here around about 9 o'clock, providing Andy Blyer turns up. I've got to walk. She's taking the car with her. It's not fair, is it? Darren!
Good morning.
Good morning, Darren. How are you today?
Fine, thank you. And you?
Oh, I'm not too bad. Not too bad. A bit of a late night last night.
Oh,
about 12:45, I think. What have you got there for us, Darren?
Right. Tonight at 8 p.m. at St. Giles' School, South Mimms, Richard Allport is talking about the whole health for animals.
Whole health for animals. I think this is like sort of alternative health. It's instead of pumping in with pills and things, it's giving them lots of nice things to eat and getting them well that way, I think.
Mm.
I think. I hope.
And it's in aid of Dolis Valley Project. It's £2.
Great. And details from?
Well, there's a telephone number, 43142.
43142. I can read it from here. Do go along to that. That promises to be a good evening. Talking to Ruth Gage about that at the weekend. What else you got there? Anything interesting?
Oh, if you would like to give a donation, you can either go into the shop, which is in Darks Lane, down below Albany Life. Or you can go along to the Nationwide Angler Building Society opposite the post office. Mm. So just pop in, mention our name, and give lots and lots of money.
Absolutely. You're in money, aren't you?
Yes. Mm. Do you want some?
I'd love some, please. Thanks very much. There are share certificates available. Whoa, there, he's got some money. There's some share certificates available in the shop. I know there are because I signed them yesterday. Pop into the shop, please. It's next to Century 21 Estate Agents in Darts Lane. And buy a share. This is your way of saying, yep, Radio Cracker doing a great job, and you want to be part of the action. All the money is going out to projects in the third world, particularly to help children who are suffering from AIDS and HIV related illnesses. We'll be telling you a lot more about what Radio Cracker is all about and the organisations behind it. One of the main organisations, one of our main sponsors, are Tier Fund, and Tiercraft, which is the trading arm of Tier Fund, is represented in the shop with lots of really high quality merchandise, pens and booklets, all sorts of things down there. So please go into the shop and spend freely. I'd like to say good morning now to my dear friend Tina Dyke, who sent a note through yesterday to from her daughter Yvette. They had a party up there last week. It was Stephanie's party. And sent a little thank you note through. And on the other side, she said, "Would you please tell your daddy to play me some Bryan Adams?" Now, luckily, Kirsty's gone. She doesn't like Bryan. Are you a Bryan Adams fan, Darren?
It's all right. Not too bad.
Yeah, not bad, is he? So, taken from the Reckless album, this is Dedicated with Love from Me to Tina, because I think Rick's probably gone to work now. And Tina particularly requested Run to You by Bryan Adams. It's 8:32 on Cracker, 101.4 FM. Tell your friends. Radio Cracker, 101.4 FM, broadcasting to Potters Bar